Hello, Dosers. Coco McDowell here with Life Group Central. And I have to tell you, this theme, don't be a baby, going from milk to solid food spiritually, really resonates with me. It actually elicited emotion of when I was about 26 years old. And I remember I was at a point where I was like, Lord, what are you doing? What are we doing? What am I doing with my life? And I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with where I was at. I didn't like the direction I was going in. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I surrender. Okay, I'm done with the milk. I've had enough milk. I've had 26 years of milk. It's time to start moving on to some baby food, some spiritual baby food, so I can get to solids. And I remember when I made that decision, all of a sudden, I started losing friends. They would, for whatever reason, fade away. There was a disconnect, there was a cutoff. And when I looked around, I found that I was alone. And I almost felt like I was in a hole, if you will. And I couldn't understand. I was like, wait, Lord, I thought that this whole Christian life was supposed to be one where it's good. I'm surrounded with people. I'm having a good life, and we're all doing what you say we're supposed to do, right? This glorified version in my head. But my reality was, I was being pruned. And just like a rose bush, if you don't prune a rose bush, if you don't cut off the dead rose, if you don't cut off the dead limbs, you'll never see the beauty of a rose bush. And I felt myself being pruned on every side, at work, in my personal life, in my family. And I was confused. I didn't know. I didn't know what to do. And all I could do was just pray, because I was like, I'm at home. I'm lonely. What do I do? What do I do with this? And so I started reading the word, and I started listening to music. Music really does so much for your soul. Yolanda Adams got me through. She had a song called I'm Gonna Be Ready. And that song talks about being willing to surrender yourself to the Lord to the point of vulnerability and to be ready for whatever He has for you and to not look back and to just trust and believe and move forward in the direction He's sending you. But the fact that you will actually be obedient to that, not just saying, okay, Lord, I hear you, but actually showing you here by doing. And this was a transition in my life when I went from wearing this name badge of Coco the Christian that I could take off when I didn't want to have on, when I wanted to hang out with my other friends. And then when it's Sunday or maybe even Saturday, for whatever reason, I could put it back on and be Coco the Christian again. And I was done with that to becoming Coco, whose life was one you can tell I'm a Christian. I shouldn't have to wear a name badge for you to know that I'm a Christian. My words, my actions, my outlook, the way I encounter you and engage should show that I'm a Christian before my words ever say that I'm a Christian. And that was a lesson I felt the Lord was really teaching me at that time. And it was hard, but it was beautiful and it was relevant. The scripture that comes to mind with this is John 15, 1 through 4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. You know, Chris tells us remain, remain, remain. And that is so true. But first, you have to recognize the pruning process so that you can understand how and when you need to remain, remain, remain. So, I don't know what your journey is like today, But that definitely was a lesson of a lifetime for me. Have a blessed day.